Welcome to the Confident Speaker Podcast. I'm your host, Kelly D. Parker, speaker, consultant, and self-proclaimed introvert who stumbled upon the cheat code to captivate audiences and command any room. Each week on this show, I'll share tips and tools to inspire you to communicate with power, charisma, and awaken your most confident self. Let's get started. Hey, 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 this is episode 45 of the Confident Speaker Podcast. Thanks so much for joining me today. Listen, have you ever had a situation where you had to speak or you needed to speak under stress? Let me give you some examples of speaking under stress. Maybe you were speaking and somehow you got caught off guard by something. Or maybe there was a Q&A section after your talk or after your presentation and somebody commented something that disagreed with something that you said, or there was a dissenting opinion. Or maybe you're the type of person that just the thought of these things happening is enough to keep your mouth shut. Or have you ever been in a situation where you had to venture off of your notes? Or you felt like you were losing the audience? Well, speaking under stress happens, right? Life is kind of stressful sometimes. But I want to give you some strategies today to be able to feel like you can do it successfully, that you can stay in control and still project confidence no matter what happens. I'm a firm believer that there is nothing that can happen while you're speaking that you can't get over, you can't get through, you can't flourish through. So I want to arm you with some techniques so that the next time you enter into that situation, you're like, yep, I know exactly what to do. So let's go. I've got seven, I think. Y'all know I can't count, but I believe I have seven ways to speak under stress successfully. So let's go. Number one, you got to learn how to separate the situation from your significance. Can I say it again? You have to learn how to separate the situation from your significance. So picture this, you're in front of a room and you've given this presentation, and when you're done, your boss is like, point two, I don't agree with that. And I just don't think point three is even feasible. So I don't even understand where you were going with that. And on it goes. And you were standing up there in front of your colleagues and all that good stuff. And you just want to melt into a puddle and not be here anymore. I want you to start to shift your thinking. A lot of times we expect speaking to do things that it cannot do for us. Speaking cannot affirm your value as a person, right? You already have to know who you are. You already have to know your value. You already have to know that you're worthy, that you're intelligent, that you're capable, that you're accomplished. And many times we're looking for speaking, we're looking for a presentation to be an opportunity to get this outside validation to tell us who we are. And that is not what speaking is really designed to do. And so we allow these situations to mess with our sense of self. And so we got to come out of that. Speaking is not designed to affirm your value as a person. You already got to know how amazing you are. What speaking is designed to do is to share information, showcase your expertise in a way that elevates everyone that's involved. And you don't have to be perfect to do that. You don't have to know everything to do that. So ask yourself, am I looking for speaking to be this perfect moment where I can finally feel comfortable with myself? That's not going to work. Because if something like this scenario happens, you're going to be feeling all sorts of ways. Well, I'm never going to get promoted. I'm never going to get anywhere. Stop that. Speaking is speaking. Speaking is about sharing information. It's about getting insights. And sometimes it's two-way communication, right? And you get feedback back. Right? Which will ultimately make you better. So you have to get into your mind. The situation and the significance are two different things. So I hope that you put this in your mind. I hope that maybe you write this somewhere. Write these words. I'm worthy no matter how this goes. I'm worthy no matter how this presentation goes. I'm worthy no matter how this speech goes. I'm worthy no matter how they receive this question that I ask within the meeting or whatever your context is. Period. So some of us have to do some inner work so that we're able to speak under stress successfully. Can I tell you that nobody on this earth should have the power to diminish your value? Please don't give any other individual that type of power, whether they be the CEO, whether they be an individual you've been looking up to for years or a whoever. Nobody on this earth, through their feedback, through their demeanor, through any response that they have to you, should have enough power over you to diminish what you think about you. And so as we're speaking and perhaps the situation is stressful, understand that that situation is totally different from your significance as a human being. But it's not enough for me to know that. You have to know that about you. So here's the deal. Sometimes we get in these situations and people say things and the first thought that we have, I know I've had it, it feels like a personal attack. It feels like a personal attack. But to think like that, especially in the moment, is not helpful to you. It is not helpful to you. So you got to think about your brain in two ways. And there's all sorts of scientific language for this. I don't have all that, but just hear me on this point. Let me simplify it to this. Your brain can either think logically or it can think emotionally. It has trouble doing both at the same time. And so the key to being confident under stress is navigating out of your emotional brain and into your logical brain. And part of that is the thoughts that you're thinking. Okay? So no matter what situation you walk into and no matter what happens, your significance is set. The situation cannot affect your significance. All right? So that's the first thing. It's kind of a mindset reset. Along with that, number two, how do I apply that, right? How do I get out of my emotional brain? Number two, take a breath. Take a breath. This is one of the most underrated strategies for things, is your breath, right? Taking a deep breath. It's resetting your mind, resetting what's going on. I can't remember if I've told this story in the podcast before, and if I have, don't judge, just take the lesson, okay? but many years ago, I was doing a presentation at work, which I already didn't want to give it because I knew it wasn't totally right. And my boss was like, it's fine, just do it. So I'm up there talking and only little chocolate girl in the room. And I'm going on and on. And the CEO interrupts me in the middle of my sentence. And he was like, I'm sorry, we can't do this. And I'm like, oh, Lord. But so this is stress. We talk about speaking under stress. This is speaking under stress. So we're in the moment now. We're here now. So, yeah, I want to melt into a puddle, but I can't do that. We're all here now. So what I do, the first thing I did, I have to take a breath. I gotta get my mind together, right? Because I have to still show up in this moment despite the drama that's jumping off, right? So I commend the same to you. Take a breath to reset. Remember this. Calm mind equals confident presenter. Calm mind equals confident presenter. And that breath is a way to calm your mind. We were talking about the logical brain and the emotional brain. That breath is a good strategy to get out of the emotion and step back into the moment with logic, right? And show up as your best self. Now, remember this. You can't take a breath and talk at the same time. I know that's like novel, but you can't. So in saying take a breath, understand what I'm also saying is pause. What I'm also saying is going to be a moment of silence so you can kind of collect yourself. And sometimes we get, especially when we get worked up, we just are talking and we're afraid of that silence. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. Take that moment, take that breath, and then launch back into the moment. Now, when I launch back into the moment, what am I launching back with? Number three, an open and welcoming demeanor. An open and welcoming demeanor. This is so important. By that I mean body language. What happens is, think about it. You're giving your presentation, everything's going along fine, and you're feeling great, and then something happens. You get the comment from your boss, or you feel like everybody's bored to death, or whatever that trigger is. And the first thing that you're going to be tempted to change is your body language. Even if you don't notice it, you're going to start to hunch in a little bit. Your face is going to drop, all of that. And it's very important not to do any of those things. You want to have an open and welcoming demeanor. What does that mean? If you're in person, it means eye contact. For instance, it also means your facial expressions. Right? So it might be stressful, but I'm still smiling. Imagine that. I'm still giving off a vibe like I'm excited to be here. Imagine that. And it's a muscle, it's a tool that you can practice. That even if you don't necessarily feel that way, you can give off that vibe by doing some of these simple shifts. And here's the thing you got to be thinking in your mind. I'm open to the insights this moment has to offer. Say it again. I'm open to the insights this moment has to offer. Start thinking that instead of, oh no, oh no, oh God, no. Because granted, at first you're going to think that. I don't care what happens. You're going to have that moment of a little freak out, but you got to draw yourself back in, especially when you're in the moment, right? So we need to get from, oh no, oh no, oh God, no, to, yep, I'm open. I'm open to the insights this moment has to offer to make me better. So we want to have open, welcoming body language. Not only that, here's another strategy, number four. Show appreciation or openness to different opinions. So this is a really good strategy to showcase you're in control, you're open to the moment, and you're not knocked off your square, so to speak. So here's some examples of what I mean by that. It could be, oh yeah, that's a great question. Just saying that. And it could be a terrible question. It could be the one thing you wish nobody would say. It could be you feel like somebody's trying to get at you and make you look bad. So in this moment, as I'm up here speaking and I'm owning the room, or, you know, having my time on the agenda. That's a great question, Michelle. Blah, 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 blah. Right? Just that little bit. It lets everybody know you're in control. Or thanks for that perspective. You know, da, 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 da. Right? I'm open. Not only am I open, I'm thankful. Hear me. Don't ever play defense. If you listen every week or every 2 weeks, maybe you've heard me say that. I'm going to say it again. Don't ever play defense. Play offense. Because when we get under stress, you're going to be tempted to get defensive. You're going to be tempted to right out the gate defend yourself and try to over-explain yourself. You don't want to lead with that. You want to lead with offense. And offense is being open and thankful. Can I say this to you? Stop apologizing for things that are out of your control. So, like, let's say all the tech is messing up. We don't want to start apologizing. You want to say thanks for your patience. I'm showing appreciation for this moment. Right? I'm not diminishing myself by apologizing for something that I don't control. So remember that. And here's what I want you to keep in your mind. I'm thankful for a diversity of viewpoints. It makes me a better speaker and leader. I'm thankful for a diversity of viewpoints. It makes me a better speaker and leader. Now, we've appreciated, we've shown appreciation, we're open, we're thankful, all of that. Number five, you can move from that to I want you to be a learner. Be a learner. Be curious. Be listening. So let's go back to our example. The CEO says, oh, that's not going to work. Point two will never work. Point three is dumb. What are you doing? You say, thanks, Bill, for that perspective. You know, I would love to learn more about your perspective. Can you share a little bit more about blah, 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 blah? Get curious. Don't get defensive. Get curious. Right? Because the mindset now is, how can I get better? What can I use in this moment that's going to spring me forward in a powerful way for the next time? Because I'm not concerned about who thinks what. Because I already know who I am. You see where I'm going with this? So you just begin to get insight. That can be a really good strategy, right? Just get insight. Okay, well, what's he looking for? What is his mindset? So you're a learner. You're curious. And you are listening. Number six. This is a good one. I hope y'all writing these down. Do y'all take notes when you listen? I hope so. I don't know, but I think, you know, it could be pretty helpful. But here's number six. Find common ground. So in any situation, I don't care who you're dealing with, there is something that's common ground for the two of you. There's something that both of you want. There's some objective that is relevant to the both of you. A strategy you can use when you're speaking under stress is to call that out. What do we have in common? So the mindset of this is, deep down, we all want the same things. Start thinking that. When you're done thinking, oh no, oh God, no, think. Deep down, we all want the same things. For instance, let's say you are really sensing like, oh my God, I'm losing the audience. This is not going how I thought it was going to go. You could say, I know we all want to make sure that we're making the most of this time. So let's go ahead and switch gears and do an activity. Let's do a blah, 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 blah. So within finding common ground, I want to say this too, you're willing to be flexible. Sometimes you got to be flexible. So maybe you plan to do it one way, but that ain't working. So let's do it this way. And along with that, let's call out what the common ground is, right? Let's bring us all together. Let's get unified around something. Even if it's like, look, I know you don't want to waste your time. I don't either. So let's do ABC. So it's a way to rally the troops and wrangle in the, I have this visual of sheep, maybe. If you feel like your audience is going 100 different ways and you're trying to wrangle them back in, can be a really effective strategy. What is the common ground? What's important to both me and them that I can use to bring them back to the table? Finding common ground. And finally, number seven, what is the seventh strategy that you can use when you are called upon to speak under stress? Be solutions oriented. Be solutions oriented. So take that breath. Like, I'm open to this moment. I got this. Nothing up in here today will diminish who I am. How can we fix it? How can we fix it? So the thing you want to keep in your mind is this. Together, we can find the best solution. Together, we can find the best solution. And sometimes that includes other individuals in the room. Sometimes that includes asking for help. So together we can find the best solution. Another thing I want you to think about is the power of the follow-up. The power of the follow-up. So for instance, let's go back to the example. CEO Bob, he's like, he don't agree with your points. He's like, no, that's not going to work. Blah, 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 blah. You know what? That's a great perspective, Jim. What I meant, Bob, that's a great perspective, Bob. Tell me more about that. And he says, well, we haven't blah, 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 whatever he's got to say. And then you're going to be solutions oriented. You're going to be like, you know what? That's a great perspective. And I definitely think we should take that into consideration. How about we table that for next week's discussion? I'll bring an update. You see what I did? I took his feedback and I'm letting him know I'm going to take that into consideration. I'm going to do something with it. And I'm going to come back to you in a future moment with this information. And so if that's an option available to you, definitely take that, right? Or another take on that would be, I definitely want to look into that. Can I follow up with Mary and give you a report in the morning about our next steps? See, sometimes you're so busy thinking you got to have this thing all buttoned up in the moment. That's not always the case and it's not always realistic. So as long as you stay open to finding the best solutions, finding the best insights and understanding who you are will not change. You can stay in your logical brain and do that, because the more emotional you are, it's going to be harder to come up with that language. Right. And you can borrow this language. I hope that you do word for word. Right. Just have some things in your back pocket that you can pull out if the going gets tough. OK. So it's all about finding a solution. So let's say you're having a tech issue. Just keep trying stuff, right? Okay, I'm going to try this option. I'm going to blah, blah, blah. Thanks for your patience. Okay, let's try. Staying positive. You're staying welcoming. You're staying open. And you're able to navigate the moment and get to a solution. So let's recap. Let's say you're speaking under stress. You are stressed out. Speaking is stressful in the first place, but something has happened that is super stressful. What can you do? Number one, separate the situation from your significance. Number two, take a breath. Number three, have open and welcoming body language. Number four, show appreciation for different opinions and viewpoints. Number five, be a learner. Get curious and listen. Number six, find common ground. And finally, number seven, be solutions oriented. So the next time you find yourself speaking under stress, I want you to pull some of these techniques out of your back pocket and you will see that you will stay in control and project confidence to your audience. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Confident Speaker Podcast. If you found this content valuable, make sure you subscribe and leave a review to help others join the Confident Speaker family. Thanks again and see you next time.